God literally forced me to do a 5-day liquid fast for the souls in purgatory, and in preparation for the month of November, I want to share with you why you should consider doing something similar, what the experience was like for me, and the things that God showed me. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, fasting is a powerful way for us to increase our prayer power for others, specifically for the souls in purgatory. Let me speak about a few things. First of all, from a biblical perspective, to pray was to fast. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms. Not if, but when. And they always fasted when they prayed. We've separated those two things, but if they were praying, they were also fasting at the same time. So first of all, consider that. Fasting does a number of things. On a biological level, it removes these things and it clears up your mind and it puts you more attuned to spiritual things. Those of you that have done this can testify to this reality. So first, it prepares you physically. It puts your body in a prayer mode where it's leaner, meaner. It is a meaner fighting machine, spiritually speaking. Also, it calls down God's graces. At the end of the day, if we are not suffering, we will not obtain great graces. All of the saints, before they obtained any significant grace in their life, had some suffering that they had to go through. Jesus gives us this blueprint in dying on the cross for the grace of our salvation. Ways that we can fast. The most typical is on bread and water. When you fast on bread and water, the bread that you pick needs to be healthy. It needs to be a substantial bread. You can also do a liquid fast. Now, the reason why I did a liquid fast, I'm going to get into that in a second. You could also literally fast on nothing if you do that for a short period, let's say 24 hours or less. For all of you, if you have health concerns, please consult a physician before you do any type of fasting. Do it safely. Now, what happened to me and what was my experience like? I had abdominal surgeries early on in my childhood. That causes scar tissue to develop in your abdomen. Later on in 2008, beginning in 2008, I've had small bowel obstructions, about 8 in total from 2008 until now. So they happen every few years where my small bowels get caught up in the adhesions or the scar tissue because of those previous surgeries. Now, in my observation, whenever this has happened, it's always happened in some sort of preparation for some big event. So I get a small bowel obstruction, then I have to go to the hospital, I can't eat anything, I'm basically having to fast to have bowel rest. They usually insert an NG tube. It's usually this sort of procedure that takes anywhere from 3 to 5 days. The longest one that I've had was 21 days. It was quite intense. This last time was very typical, similar to other times that I had this happen. So I began feeling unwell on a Saturday. That Sunday, I didn't eat anything. I just had a few liquids. On Monday, the same. I was still sick. Then I had to go to the hospital. They inserted the NG tube. I was NPO, which means nothing by mouth. So I was basically fasting on liquids only. I had an IV. The only two cheats I had is I had 2 Gatorades because I was so tired. For me, the process is quite difficult. It's draining. I'm tired. It's actually, for me personally, difficult to pray when I'm fasting. However, my observation has been that the fasting itself becomes a prayer. So even if you're very tired, it feels though each moment becomes significantly more spiritual. Through the grace of God, the hospital where I was at, where I've actually been several times in previous occasions, a priest was able to bring me communion on 2 occasions and anoint me, and they have a chapel in the hospital where I was able to go pray. In my own personal life, God speaks to me through very ordinary means. What were some of the things that God showed me? Now, first of all, in my boredom of having nothing to do and being extremely tired, I was simply watching a lot of YouTube videos. And I was observing how there's so many viral videos about all types of silly subjects. One conclusion that God really put forcefully on me, that He wants me to make viral videos about purgatory. Just as those viral videos that I was watching about this or that, a lot of them were about food because I was extremely hungry. He wants me to figure out how to make viral videos about purgatory. I cannot do this alone. Now, I might have the platform, but I need your stories. Now, if you think about the things that go viral, at the end of the day, they're not really that important. What is important is what happens to us when we die. Things about the afterlife, that's what really matters. That's what we need to know about and to share about with other people. Connecting something else that the Lord showed me was through this movie that I like watching at different times that's actually connected to this idea. The movie is called We Have a Ghost. Now, this is completely from a secular perspective. Now, what's the premise of this movie? So you have this family that moves into this house, and they have a ghost there. One of the boys in the family catches the ghost on video. His dad, who has all these kind of business schemes, wants this to go viral, so he shares it on YouTube, and the video goes completely viral once he figures out how to title it, and once he figures out how to spread the idea. Now, the rest of the family only cares about the ghost in terms of getting more views and making more money. The youngest son in the family cares about the ghost in terms of why is he there and how can he help him. Now, there are some profound teachings in this movie from a secular perspective. One thing is the ghost can't speak. It can't communicate. It's mute. This is a profound theological reality. It's the same thing that we teach, that the souls in purgatory, if they were to appear to us, typically they can't communicate to us. There's a barrier there that God places for our protection. Whoever was directed in this movie was tapped into that truth. The other thing is that this ghost is stuck and it cannot move on until certain things are figured out. This is some of the things that they come to the conclusion to. And the ghost itself asks the young boy, "Why are you helping me?" And he responds with that deep truth, "Because you're stuck and there's nothing worse than this. And I want to help you be unstuck." This is exactly what we're doing in praying for the souls in purgatory. So I don't know if the director believes in purgatory, but he sure knows how to display this in terms of a beautiful story. Now, the young boy, in helping this ghost, puts himself in incredible trouble. He goes through lots of sufferings, lots of trials to find the truth about what this soul needs to go to the other side. It's the exact same thing for us. Now, one of the reasons why God had me fast for 5 days is because we're not going to make purgatory go viral. We're not going to help the souls in purgatory without much personal suffering. So first of all, we need to make purgatory go viral. I need your stories. I need you to share in the comments stories that we can share to convince people that ghosts or souls in purgatory are real. Now, in the movie, he finally figures out all the details about this guy's story. He brings it all together. And the father, despite him wanting to keep the ghost in the house so that they can make more viral videos, is finally convinced, okay, we need to help this guy. We need to let him go. So he has an internal conversion, so to speak. At the very end, the movie is concluded and the ghost is able to move on. And interestingly enough, at the very end, the young boy with a friend of his who was helping the ghost, they talk about, where do you think he went? Can he still hear us? And the answers that he gives are really quite profound. He says, I don't know. I don't know where he went. That's where the world is at. You see, many people would ask, why shouldn't we go to people to ask them, do you believe in Jesus, or telling them about Jesus, or telling them about the Eucharist, or about the Catholic Church? And the answer is this, because people aren't there. We need to evangelize the world at the right entry point. If we go in and we talk to a stranger and tell them, hey, do you believe in the Trinity? They're not even there yet, and they may not even be there yet for quite some time. We need to speak to them at a lower level, at a place where they can grasp, at a place where we can pique their curiosity. Now, if we were to go to random people and say, hey, do you believe in ghosts? That can start a conversation. Many of them will say, I don't know, what do you think? And we can talk about our experiences. Yes, such and such happened. This happened. Now, why do you think a ghost is there? We can ask people such questions. And they might say, I don't know, maybe they're stuck. And we can say, yes, they're stuck. There are certain things that we need to do so that they can move on. What are the things that we need to do, they might ask? We can pray for them. That could plant that seed in their minds. Praying for this ghost? That's interesting. How? Do you see how this is an amazing starting point? Different than others, the Eucharist, the Pope, the Catholic Church, the Blessed Mother, Jesus. I believe that God wants ghosts and purgatory to go viral, because it is one of the easiest entry points that we can begin converting other people. If people begin thinking about ghosts and spiritual realities, God can use that thinking process to bring them to higher places, namely the Catholic Church. Because at the end of the day, if people are seeing ghosts, the only church that has the answer to bring these ghosts to deliverance, to being delivered of purgatory so that they can enter heaven, is the Catholic Church. Only we have the tools to help the souls in purgatory. My friends, I need your help to make purgatory go viral. I have the platform. You have the stories. Share with me this month of November your stories. However short or however long they are, every day this month, I want to make videos about this. I need your help. Let's make purgatory go viral.